Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Involved himself. He's been working the phones over the last 24 hours, even meeting here at the White House with the holdouts in person. At one point, he was even handing out Trump merchandise and swag.
ABC's Mary Bruce. President Trump expected to sign the bill into law on his July 4th deadline. Seven people still missing after a fireworks warehouse in Northern California exploded on Tuesday. Homeland Security announcing Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., son of the legendary fighter, has been arrested in Los Angeles and being processed for expedited removal from the United States due to alleged ties with the Sinaloa cartel. The trash piling up in Philadelphia, negotiations with the blue-collar city workers over a new contract's standstill. This is ABC News. The weather's looking great for the return of Joey Chestnut to the Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest as he goes for another title.
It was 2023 when we last heard this.
I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut!
Joey Chestnut was excluded from the competition last year because of a contract dispute, but this year he'll be back on the boardwalk. The yearly dog fight has been held since 1972, and professional competitive eater Joey Chestnut is by far the person with the most wins. This 4th of July, he'll be looking for his 17th Coney Island first place medal and trying to break his world record of wolfing down 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
AAA says gas prices this 4th of July are now at their lowest summer levels in 4 years, with the national average for a gallon of gas falling to $3.16. 20 states, including New Mexico, reporting their average below $3. Mississippi's got the lowest, $2.71. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's outlook, a high in the low 90s. Showers and thunderstorms ending by mid-morning. Turning partly cloudy, hot and humid for the afternoon. Heat indices into the upper 90s. South to southwest winds at 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and muggy, a low of 72. Saturday, hot and humid with clouds gradually pushing in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon and a high of 88. And Sunday, 83 with breaks of sun and not as hot. Right now in Richland Center, we have received 88 one-hundredths of an inch in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And after a midnight reading of 72, we're at 66 degrees. It's been a dark and stormy morning so far on the day as we began the day on the 4th of July, Good Friday morning. It's time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. As we greet you today, we have some info to keep you in the know. We have also a little bit of weather updates here and there. No watches or warnings. Had some questions about it this morning, but we did have that thunderstorm roll through. It started around 3:30 this morning here at the studios, and it's been kind of rumbling ever since. So we still are getting a little bit of light rain currently at the WRCO studios. And right now, as we look out, just a few sprinkles in the puddle. And again, around 88 one-hundredths of an inch so far here at the WRCO studios. It's great to have you along as we greet you today on this 4th of July.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
We start the day in a positive way there with Leanne Rimes and God Bless America on our Independence Day. And before that, Michael Austin did the honors for our national anthem. Here we are together again, friends. It's you and I. Probably not as many people heading to work, although I was surprised. A few cars on the road this morning. Normally, on holiday, we don't see that too much, but there are a few old rich boys and girls that have to work today, or well, maybe they're out playing. Maybe they're getting ready for the many events going on, maybe a walk run in Lone Rock or in Boscobel this morning. So getting limbered up and ready to roll for those. Let's start the chores today. Here is Exile.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, the brand new feeling opened up inside, and I don't know whether to jump through the roof
I break right down and cry.
Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way?
No particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning and I said, look what I found.
I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way?
I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face.
I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
When I'm all through, if I haven't been what they think I should be, if the total isn't high enough when they figure me, when I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care? What I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip. I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What I care if I never have much money. And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care?
Classic Cash on the Light in the Mail Cow Show, 5:15 the time. Good morning. Enjoy an old-fashioned 4th of July. The Black Hawk Bethlehem Church and Denzer United Methodist Church will host a celebration today with parade starting at 10:30. Lone Rock 4th of July getting underway with the parade today at 11. The 5K water walk run starts at 8. Maybe they won't have to spray anybody with a hose today. It might come naturally from Mother Nature. I don't know. And Boscobel Firemen's, their celebration is going on this weekend as well. And their annual Firecracker Run starts at 8 o'clock this morning. The Giant Street Parade steps off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Reminders from our community calendar. The Brewers dropped one last night. We'll have details when we check sports coming up in just a little bit here.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the Giant Street Parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Arena got back on the winning track with a 9-2 win over visiting Hollandale in home talent baseball last night. It was a 6-run first inning that got Arena going last night, and they held on for the win to improve to 6-2. Brandon Nimmo homered again. Juan Soto came through with a tie-breaking single, and the New York Mets held off the Brewers 3-2. David Peterson rebounded from a pair of rough starts, tossing 6 2/3 effective innings to give New York's injury-ravaged rotation a much-needed boost. Also for the Brewers, they're back at it tonight with a game in Miami. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco 7-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Toronto 8, the Yankees 5, Kansas City 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Miami 4, Minnesota 1, Colorado beat Houston 7-6, Washington 7, and also Detroit 3. It was the Angels 5-1 over Atlanta. The Cubs edged Cleveland 1-0, and the Dodgers over the White Sox 6-2, the final score. This sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Well, my goodness, it's time for our aerobic polka workout. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. Well, it's time for a wild one. We need a good workout because we may be eating a few brats and hamburgers and, you know, homemade ice cream. Ooh. Anyway, here we go. One and a two and a three. Go, the plain hot shots. They are just plain ripping it up there with the Just Because polka. Hopefully you were able to keep up with that tempo. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. Wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Somebody listen, I'm a voice in the distance crying, come see about me. I am a stranger in a world filled with anger, come see about me. I'm getting weary, try I'm bone tired and falling. Can't you hear me calling? I need somebody's help. I am a young man growing wild across this land. Come see about me. I'm 4 score and 20, and I ain't got anybody. Come see about me. I'm somebody's children, alone and forsaken, a wave that's lost at sea. Mother, your sister, and your brother, come see about me. I am a baby, my mother ain't no lady, come see about me. I am your maker, the giver and the taker, come see about me.
Tao Smith on the Light in the Milk House show. Today's forecast calls for a high of 91, showers and thunderstorms, with some heavy rain. Rain chances, it looks like, will end by mid-morning, turning partly cloudy, hot and humid for the afternoon. Heat indexes could be up in that upper 90 range again, with a high of 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and muggy, a low of 72. 88 Saturday, with thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon. And Sunday, clouds giving way to breaks of sun. Not as hot, with a high of 83. Currently at the WRCO studios, just over 9/10 of an inch of rain in the morning shower, which started a couple of hours ago. It is 66 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The budget reconciliation bill awaits President Trump's signature. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The U.S. House has passed President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, and many ag groups say it includes several key wins for the industry. Ryan Yates with American Farm Bureau Federation tells Brownfield.
It is a big win for farmers and ranchers. You've got $65.5 billion will be invested in commodity programs, crop insurance, conservation, trade, specialty crops, the orphan programs. I mean, this bill delivers big.
National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. says the legislation makes critical improvements to the farm safety net.
We also know that some of the Title I Farm Bill parts are in this bill, which is going to be helpful considering where the markets are and the prices are right now. And we're very excited and very happy that we're doubling that MAP and FMD funds for foreign market development.
Farm business professor Gary Schnitke at the University of Illinois says the boost to corn and soybean reference prices should result in 2025 crop safety net payments in 2026. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue tells Brownfield while there were some improvements, this bill falls short in protecting rural communities.
This bill is going to put a lot of communities, particularly rural communities, with additional pressures, everything from rural health care, pressures on Medicaid, which impacts not just farmers and ranchers, but everyone in those communities.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill today during a special ceremony. The high cost of fertilizer coupled with low commodity prices have some farmers already considering their options for next growing season. Fertilizer market analyst Josh Linville with StoneX tells Brownfield current prices mean more sold bushels are needed to cover the cost of fertilizer.
Phosphate values here of late versus that December 26 corn price, highest we've ever seen for this time of year. We've never spent as many bushels to pay for it in this point of the year. Urea is the third highest. UAN is almost matched up with the highest.
Linville says potash and anhydrous ammonia are the only two inputs that are slightly above normal pricing. He says some fields might not need as much fertilizer next season, but he cautions growers not to make a $10 per acre cutback if it costs $20 to $30 an acre in lost yield. U.S. ethanol exports during May were record large for the month. The Renewable Fuels Association says 185 million gallons of ethanol left the U.S. in May, rising 7% from April. Canada still the top destination. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace. And as always, we appreciate your business.
A pretty slow week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs, end of the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet Thursday after Wednesday's light round of business. Deals for the week were at 368 to $370 dressed in the north, which was steady to $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern live deals were marked at $222 to $224, steady to $2 lower than the previous week's business. At the Green City Livestock Auction in Missouri, the offering was mostly smaller size strings of home-raised calves, most of which were weaned. The USDA says there were several consignments in pretty thin condition. The market was active and buyers bid up. Medium and large one feeder steers, 509 to 548 pounds, brought $417.50 to $436. Feeder steers, 705 to 740 pounds, brought $347 to $369. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 653 to 699 pounds, brought $334.50 to $354.50. Boxed beef closed sharply lower and lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $5.11 at $389.75. Select was $1.87 lower at $378.44. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 10,000 on the week. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors weren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts. While overall demand for U.S. pork has been strong, especially on the global market, there are some concerns about its ability to hold. Domestic demand has likely been benefiting from pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.85 with a weighted average of $110.21. The Iowa Minnesota was 92 cents lower, with a weighted average of $110.59, and the Western Corn Belt was down $1.24 with a weighted average of $110.92. Pork values closed lower, down 54 cents at $110.21. Hams, bellies, and loins were all lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 407,000 head, down 66,000 on the week. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct markets, and lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade with pressure from lower cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipstock Auction Realty. Reminder, close on Thursday at 12 noon, and we will be closed all day Friday, July 4th. Have a happy holiday. Machinery, gates, feeders, and more online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres located in Bagley, Wisconsin. Online only auction up and running right now. Check out our website for more details. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Direct cattle markets are quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up modestly on short covering ahead of the long holiday weekend. August beans were two higher at 1055 and a half. September was up 1.5 at 1041 and a quarter. September corn is 2.25 higher at 420 and a quarter, and December was up 3.5 at 437. Cattle were supported by technical buying. August live was up $1.60 at 214.05, and October was 120 higher at 210.90. August feeder cattle were up 47 cents at 309.50. September feeders were 50 cents higher at 309.37. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and squaring up positions ahead of the weekend. August lean was down $1.80 at 106.10, and the October contract was 90 lower at 92.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Kansas Extension event offers info on local foods production and marketing. More today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Kansas Local Foods Summit, later this month, will immerse participants in the local foods realm. Amanda Lindahl is the Kansas State Local Food System Program Coordinator for K-State Extension.
Our food system is broad, it's always evolving, and we know that there's a lot of different components that go into that. From the producers, from the folks growing the food we eat, to the way that it's processed, and the spaces where folks access it. We know that can be in a farmer's market, but you also find it in your local grocery store. You might also access it from your neighboring producer that might have a farm stand on their farm, and so there's a lot of different ways that we can access food.
Lindahl says outside experts will join Kansas natives in offering advice during the event.
We are a good source of information, but learning directly from your peers, from other business owners, from other folks involved in nonprofits and in foundation work that have been doing this work, learning from each other is really the best way to be inspired and also feel like you learn the skills and tools to make something work.
The event is July 29th and 30th in Salina, Kansas. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The federal budget bill awaiting President Trump's signature includes funding for several things needed by agriculture. A Midwestern state is also investing in ag. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The state of Wisconsin just finalized its biennial budget on Thursday. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says that budget provides $2 million in continued funding for the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports.
It's been a tremendous return on investment. Last year, for instance, a $500,000 investment in dairy exporting endeavors yielded another $100 million in dairy exporting activity out of Wisconsin,
which represents a nearly 200-to-1 return on the state's investment. The state budget also includes funding for the Dairy Processor Grant Program, $1.2 million over the biennium. These grants help small and medium-sized dairy processors with facility modernization and employee training. The state budget also directs $10 million to the Food Security Initiative over the biennium, allowing hunger relief organizations to buy Wisconsin dairy, meat, and produce. $3 million will go to the Tribal Elder Security Program. Wisconsin's budget continues the $7.8 million per year commitment to support research at the Dairy Innovation Hub listed through the University of Wisconsin campuses. They're also setting aside another $150 million for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, assisting local towns and counties with road projects important for farming. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry way up 0.25% at 60 3/4. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1 cent, 168 1/2. Barrels unchanged at 172. Butter prices went up 2.5 cents to 260 1/2. Non-fat dry milk down a penny at 126. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is closed for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count, visit Johnson Tractor, or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of low 90s today, and heat indexes could rise to around the 100 mark today. After some showers and thunderstorms this morning, looks like it's going to be a partly cloudy day later. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy and muggy, a low of 72. Saturday, 88, hot and humid with clouds gradually pushing in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon on Saturday. We have picked up just over 9/10 of an inch of rain this morning. It is 66 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Happy 4th of July. This is the Light and the Milk Cow Show from WRCO, and here is Alabama.
Started to rain. We had a real good time. then it's over and you're far away. I miss you more with each passing day. All my friends sympathize and say, you'll forget in time, yes you will. Give yourself a little time. But it's already been well over a year. And just in case you're interested, you might like to hear how everybody's doing down at the city zoo without you. Well, the monkeys forgot you, the hippo forgot you, and so did the kangaroo. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you. So I wrote to Ann Landers and dear Abby too, and asked their advice as to what I should do. They said everything that reminds me of you would all have to go. So I burned all your pictures except two or three, one by my bed and one on my TV, and the one that I always carry with me everywhere I go. And today was so nice, and since I was in town, I thought I'd take the opportunity to go down and see how everyone is down at the city zoo. And what's new? Well, the rhino forgot you, the zebra forgot you, the polar bear and tiger too. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you.
Bobby Goldsboro on the Light in the Mail Cow Show from WRCO. Tony's Independence Day forecast is coming up from the Mail Cow Show. Here's Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody. I've spent a thousand miles of coming. Guess I've worn blisters on my heel. Trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. Spent some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. And I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like. But how many of you listen just me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? And you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you listen just me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Walk the streets, Bakersfield.
mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions, and is ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quite a bit of rain and thunderstorm activity has been drifting down across the area since last night. This courtesy of a warm front right across the region, producing some locally heavy rainfall. In fact, some flooding was observed overnight in Jackson County to our north, up to 5 or 6 inches of rain in a couple of spots. We expect this to gradually wind down late this morning, and it should turn out to be a hot and humid day with some sun breaking out this afternoon, so take it easy out there. On your 4th of July celebrations, be sure to drink plenty of extra water and get in the shade and air conditioning when possible. We do anticipate more sticky weather tomorrow, but rain developing by the afternoon as a cold front slides in from the west. That could bring some localized heavier rain totals again over a half inch. Things will quiet down for Sunday and Monday, and then turn a little more active again by Tuesday. Otherwise, today showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain ending by mid-morning, turning partly cloudy, hot, and sticky this afternoon. High temperature 91, with heat indices rising to upper 90s at least. South to southwest wind 8 to 15. Clear to partly cloudy and muggy tonight, low at 72. Tomorrow, hot and humid. Clouds gradually pushing in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon, with a high of 88. South to southwest wind 10 to 18. The showers and storms ending Saturday night, low 66. And Sunday, clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine, not as hot, high at 83. Heading into Monday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies, low 61, high 82. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of a couple of showers and storms, low 64, high 83. Wednesday, partly sunny, maybe a stray storm, high 82. Sunshine Thursday, high 83. Hope you have a great 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home.
When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Right now we're at 66 degrees. Yesterday's high was 92, and the record high for this day, 99 in 2012. July 4th of 1967, it was 43 in the morning for a low. Last year's high, 79, and the low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:45 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. Right now the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.09, and we picked up just over 9/10 this morning in that rain that began at around 3:30. 91/100 of an inch here at the WRCO studios. It is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, and the update at 6 is next. Sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish.